Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, April 19th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. We started the week with 9 to 5 Mac Ski Rambo scoop on new features that we expect to see in iOS 13, followed by the big news that Apple and Qualcomm have privately settled out of court, ending litigation over patent royalties for cellular modems and iPhones, all but promising 5G iPhones later next year. Now, let's end the week with a look at all the other Guy Rambo scoops on 9 to 5 Mac this week. On Tuesday, we reported that macOS 10.15 will introduce a new desktop extension feature for sending apps from Macs to other Macs and iPads. The feature, which is codenamed Sidecar, will work similarly to how Luna Display works. That's the hardware accessory that turns iPads into wireless touchscreen displays for Macs. We also reported that macOS 10.15 will likely include a new feature that lets you snap app windows to the sides of your display in grids, similar to how Windows from Microsoft works today. Third-party Mac apps like Magnet already offer this feature. Their popularity in the Mac App Store explains why Apple might want to build the window snapping feature into the OS. And on Wednesday, Guy Rambo reported that Apple is working on a revamped version of Find My iPhone that integrates Find My Friends in a single app, adding support for new Apple hardware accessories that let you track any personal item. The new hardware accessories will work similar to the Tile hardware trackers, but leverage the number of iPhones in the world to make locating offline lost items much more likely. If the item is lost and near another iPhone, then we will know. On Thursday, we reported that Apple is planning to extend the ability for Apple Watch to replace passwords on the Mac, which is especially useful on Macs without Touch ID, which is most Macs. Apple plans to expand authentication for Apple Watch beyond simply logging into your Mac or making Apple Pay transactions on the web. Instead, macOS 10.15 will likely include the ability for wearing the Apple Watch to replace all password prompts that currently work with Touch ID. And on Friday, Guy reported that macOS 10.15 is expected to include support for Apple's Siri Shortcuts app for managing automation, screen time for advanced parental controls and digital well-being, and other iOS features, including support for iMessage effects for the first time on the Mac. iOS 13 and macOS 10.15 will be unveiled at WWDC, Apple's developer conference, in just over 6 weeks on June 3rd. So we'll see how many of these features that are currently in development actually make it into the first beta versions of Apple's new software updates. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5Toys.
Today over at 9to5Toys, you'll find deals on Apple Watch Series 3 from $199 shipped. The latest AirPods are on sale at Costco for $140. If you're looking for the wireless charging case, you can pick it up for $70. And Best Buy is currently taking up to $600 off Apple's 2018 MacBook Pros, with deals starting at just $1,300 shipped. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at 9to5toys to stay up to date on all of our favorite deals and the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com.